run that guy over. Try not to run this guy over. This guy, I might run this guy over. I don't know. Looks shifty. Let's go get Dave. Today ended up kind of crazy, man. It's like a lot of stuff had to happen in a real bang bang way. I made progress on all of it, got a bunch of it done. So we recorded the new wrestling podcast. We had to sign another 500 posters to replace some that got damaged when they were shipping to the warehouse. Got a couple of quick looks recorded. And, yeah. Recorded the radio thing. Sent some emails to people about things. I gotta get home and make a call to someone outside of the country. But that's all okay. It's what I do. This alarm company billboard says, "Headed to work? So are the burglars." I don't think the laugh is actually on the billboard, but that's... I feel like the laugh is implied. This is it. We're right? Yes. Okay. I didn't drive past it. Almost did.
God damn, it's freezing.
Yay! What, freezing in the car or freezing?
Oh, no, in the car. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been cold these last couple of days. How's it going?
I've been drinking.
All right. But you've been drinking with Hansa. Did he show up with any weird foreign drinks?
No. But I think Jakob has some green for people to drink later. No, I was drinking with, let's see, who spanned the drinking time while I was drinking? Mike and Ian for the entire time.
Uh-huh.
Hansa for the entire time.
Yeah.
Will Smith was there for a small bit.
Mm-hmm.
Norm was there for a small bit. Alexis and Brandon were there for a small bit. Some other person was there that I'd never met. Somebody from IGN.
Oh, yeah?
Alexis now.
Hmm.
I don't know. Who else? I don't know. There was drinking.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in town. You guys want a drink? And I was like, well, I'm at the tested office. You know, I'm here today. And I was like,
yeah. So you've been at it for a bit then.
Yeah. Us nice. Webhook cats, we've been kind of, you know, we're in our busy time, so we're a little bit stressed.
Yeah.
So it was kind of good to just, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Just fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's walk out and go get drunk.
Do the things a startup does. Take a day and just go, fuck, no, we're just drinking.
Yeah. Don't get it. Pretty soon there'll be, like, servers we need to maintain.
Yeah.
For now, though.
Right.
Let's just go out and, let's go out and drink.
Cool. Sounds great.
Yeah, we had a good time. Oh, Vinny was there. Vinny and Drew were there.
Yeah.
They showed up at the end.
Hmm.
So they were only there for like an hour or so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Vinny's family's out of town for a little bit, so he's got time.
He told me that he was, you know, playing video games for like 12 hours straight. And we were both sitting there being like, remember when you could do that? We both kind of sat there and we're like, yeah, it's so strange when they're gone and you do it. And it's like this weird, like, guilt
right.
that you have. Even though they're gone, you just sit there and you're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Super strange. How'd WrestleMania go?
Good. Yeah, we recorded a little under 2 hours, I think. It was hard because, like, you know, Skype sucks, man.
So were you the only person?
No, Giancarlo was there with me.
Oh.
Well,
I didn't know he was
there. Yeah, yeah, he's on it. And then Alex, Jared, and Dan are on Skype.
Oh, Jared. Oh, that's good.
But, like, Jared was driving, and his call got dropped because he was driving home so that he could, because he's leaving for WrestleMania tomorrow. And then Dan is leaving for WrestleMania on Friday, but it's, like, right after a snowstorm. So, you know, he's worried about making his connection fly, his connecting flight. But anyway, yeah, it was good. I haven't been watching quite as much wrestling over the last month that I had been.
So you were making, like, Hulk Hogan references.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just like, man, remember when Mr. Yeah. Wonderful Paul Orndorff came out?
It'd be like me going in there and talking about, like, Degeneration X or something.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing with the WWE Network is, like, all that stuff is accessible again, so it's all, like...
So like there's we've no spent excuse. Some time.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you know. Well, so they don't replay the current TV as quickly because their TV deals are not in place yet for that stuff. Here's that EA. There's that EA job bus I was telling you about. Parked in the exact same spot it was last night.
What's the
Join the team.
Powered by Bowers.
I think Bowers is a limousine company.
Okay.
So they must have some
Bowers.com. Bauers.com.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a T in there?
No, I think it's Bowers.
But there's like a big space, so I think
why is that bus swerving onto the wrong side of the road?
I think it's
the worst company in America.
I bet that's a colored T. I think it says like BowersSomething.com.
Oh.
Bowers It. BowersIt.com.
Hmm.
Jobs.ea.com. Hey, would you like to be in this bus? You know, it's kind of strange. I was thinking about this morning, and I didn't want to get into, like, a weird, like, class warfare thing.
Yeah. But now you've had a few drinks, so yeah, exactly. Now you're down.
But now it's like I'm just kind of loose. I just kind of... It reminds me, there's this movie that I really like a lot called Children of Men. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever saw that flag. But it was kind of this... weird stage of where Britain had gotten when nobody in the world could have babies anymore.
Right.
Right? And so what they had kind of shown was this, like, near future where the kind of class warfare... They never, like, talked about it as, like, class warfare or anything. Yeah. They just kind of showed, like, oh, the people that had, like, kind of regular jobs, they took these, like, super protective buses and trains to get to their places, and then there were just mobs of people being really pissed at them, you know, throwing rocks or whatever. And they never really explained it. But seeing that stuff today was like, oh, you know what? That's kind of...
Yeah.
It's kind of weirdly similar. And that's where I thought of, like, oh, putting the branding on the bus is probably a bad idea.
Yeah, because people would smash it up. And yeah. I mean, well, that was the thing. Like, people were, like, trying to protest the Google bus and some of the other stuff. Like, it's definitely...
Yeah.
It's definitely happening. Like, yeah. I don't... Like, I don't really like it, but... At the same time, if I worked for one of those companies and I could live in a big city and not... And still... And not...
Like, yeah, the hard part to really explain to people who don't live in the area... San Jose shit.
Yeah. No.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And everyone would have, like, you know, in... holy shit, whole bus and pull us to support
in a bowl.
So you, we do.
Have the that in here?
No. You know, it's basically between LA and Francisco. But like, it's like the suburb. It's just all people in San Francisco. Who doesn't? Than us.
Right, I don't. Yeah.
Figured out the smart's like, get the fuck them.
Yeah.
Let's go some cap. These are scary. Be left side.
I mean, if there was a I could take to work. To my job, I would.
Oh yeah, just the
shitty car, liable car.
You know, we should cast like a lip, and then you and I cast. We're not drunk.
Yeah.
We're just. You could even.
You could have like a. You're calling into the. Oh geez, we can't go this way.
Oh wow! Holy shit! What's up? Cops.
This guy darted down here. I think... Let's try this.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of people are doing it. I'm gonna go. You know, I really need to take pictures. I feel when you're driving.
Oh, and upload them so people can
see? Yeah, like, we should get, like, a Snapchat just for this. Like, people can just see them as they come up. What about this part? Yeah. Rear part? It's just what...
You met, that was good. It was,
oh, this girl looks like she's... Sorry to break it up.
No.
Looks like she's having, like, super serious conversation. Look, she's got, like, a wine bottle.
Yeah.
Just sitting, having, like, a heart-to-heart with her
partner. After all this time, this is the fucking bullshit.
Yeah, man, she's totally got pissed off talk.
Yeah.
She's got pissed off talk hand, you know?
Yeah.
Talk hand, to me, when you're pissed off, is that your palm is up.
Yeah, he's like, what are you fucking saying?
Yeah, and it's moving up and down, but the palm is always pointed up.
It's a disbelief palm.
Yeah, like, I can't believe it. You know, all I'm going to do is have a baby with you in the next 2 years. What are you doing?
Yeah. Are you a fucking child? What's wrong with you?
Oh, look at this gentleman.
Yeah. Just finished teaching his class.
Wow.
What is
teaching American discourse.
Yeah.
Not many people you see walking around with a bow tie.
Yeah, not a lot. Just on the streets? No. You go to things, you see like, oh, some guy decided to wear a bow tie, but he doesn't mean it. That guy meant it. It was an older gentleman with a bow tie. Yeah, today was good. Got a lot of
junk settled.
I'm working on getting junk settled. Made some good progress on that, so that was good. And I got to record my radio bit, and we had to get a couple of quick looks in. Had a meeting, and we had to re-sign another batch of posters to handle some that got damaged.
Oh.
And then recorded the wrestling podcast. Yeah. It was a hectic day. Like, a lot of, like, running around. Just trying to fit everything in time. It's one of those things where everything that is scheduled in such a way that you just don't have enough time between things to do the other stuff you need to do. But, yeah, it was fun. I got a lot done. Tired.
Yeah.
I drank a Red Bull today. I don't really drink Red Bull.
Because they're like around or something?
They're in the vending machine. So. But actually, I went and I ate lunch. That's the first time I've eaten lunch this week.
I had a bunch of barbecue from a party over the weekend, so I just brought a bunch of it into the office.
Yeah. Awesome.
So I've just had that around. I can load it up.
Yeah. But yeah, just kind of a long day.
We got bridge questions coming up.
Yeah.
We're probably like 5 minutes there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, I've been drinking. So.
Yeah, so you get your bridge questions in.
You had those deep personal questions that you wanted to know.
About either of us, because you'll just answer them for me.
If you wanted to, you know, record some truth that I'll feel bad about in 10 years. And my kid will hear about. This is the day for it.
That was one of the best things after GDC when Dave Lang came on and he had had some drinks for several hours prior to that show. Someone, I forget who it was, but someone on Twitter said, "You know what, Dave, I can't wait until your daughters get old enough to Google your name."
Yeah.
He was just like, "Oh, damn it."
Yeah, same thing will happen for me.
Yeah. One day your daughter will just come to you and go, "Who's Hardcore Dave?"
Well, that's the big deal. You know, it's a lot of people talk about that's the real rise for the sort of ephemeral communication apps.
Mm-hmm.
It's just saying, "Hey, I don't want this shit." You know, everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm too worried about, you know, what I could be.
Mm-hmm.
Where to me, I say, this is who I am.
Right.
You know?
Or this is who I was.
Exactly.
At this point in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of really fucking weird shit you could find that I have done on the internet.
Absolutely.
You know, not even, like, video game related stuff. And it's like, that stuff turns up and people just go like, "Oh my God, I can't believe it." It's like, no, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's totally, yeah, I did that.
That's 10 years ago.
It's 20 at this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, not 20.
No, like 15.
Yeah.
No. Exactly 20.
People would find something of yours from 20 years ago?
Yes. I first got on the internet in 1993.
Well, that wouldn't be the internet. You'd be talking about, like, a BBS.
No. No, the internet.
Internet, proper, I don't think.
I had a shell account in, like, early 94.
All right. Oh, Jesus, 94. So, my math was just wrong.
Yeah. I had a shell account in 93. I had a shell account before I was out of high school. The junior college gave shell accounts to all their students. And I just, a friend of mine who had signed up, I said, dude, give me your shell account. And
I love that. You know the band, pretty sure you do, Barcelona?
Yep.
I love that fucking song.
It's a great song.
God damn, is that a good song. Yeah. Like, I try to play that song to people, and they just don't fucking get it.
Yep.
So good. And it's so good that it's a duo.
Yeah. I was listening to a lot of Barcelona when we started Midnight Brown. Or the first few years of that. There's definitely like a lot of, like, I wouldn't say like, oh, we're like Barcelona, like nothing like that. Yeah. But to me, there are things when I listen to some of those songs that I go like, this happened because I was listening to.
People want to look up what we're talking about. There's a song called "I Stole the Password to Your Shell Account."
If I'm quick on it, I can pull it up out of the cloud.
Oh, I probably. Oh, we then have to pair mine.
Yeah.
Here, I'll get it from yours.
Okay. Just, yeah, it's on artists, so just probably search that way.
Oh, there's so many good songs. Studio Hair Gel is a great song.
Yep.
Actual name of the song is? Actually, I don't see it on here.
I don't think it does multi-field search, so if you're...
The Downside of Computer Camp is actually... Is that the name?
No.
No. Sorry. No, that's not what I wanted. No. I actually don't see it on here. Unless I'm...
Just go get out of your current search and go to songs and type in the word shell.
It's not... I mean... I would assume... Oh God, we're in our dead zone. There's nothing for shell account.
Don't type account, because it might not. Just type shell and see what you get.
Nothing.
Huh.
So I'm saying, I don't think you have
it. Yeah. Fuck. I mean, I have it. It's just this fucking Amazon cloud bullshit sucks.
I'll see if I have it. It's not great. I agree.
Or just go to my phone, open up Safari, and, like, find it on YouTube or something. Because I bet that someone just uploaded the song with a static image to YouTube.
So just trying to figure out how the fuck I can search on this. There we go.
Try searching for the word password. Maybe it doesn't have shell account in the...
I think it's in Simon Basic.
I don't know that it's on Simon Basic. It's on something newer than Simon Basic.
Well, then I don't have it either.
Go back to mine and search. Just search for the
password. I'm just gonna search the lyrics and find the name of the fucking song.
I bet it's just called "I Hacked Your Password."
Or it's called "I Know the Password." I know the password. Shell account. What's the name of it? I have the password to your shell account.
Don't put...
Neither of us have
it. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, search it on my phone and find it on YouTube or something.
I've got it.
But yours
will fly it? Yeah. Okay.
Safari's on the first page, upper left.
Yeah! Oh, and YouTube's already here. How the fuck do I search other?
Just type Barcelona password. I bet that would do it.
We're going to, like, this is a good long time to get here. Oh, it's loading. Oh, it's still loading.
Oh, it's still loading.
Oh, it's still loading.
All right.
All right, meanwhile, I guess let's take some bridge questions.
Yeah. What's loading? Search results or the video?
The video.
Okay.
It just says, fair warning, Dave. There was a lot of drama in the Mixler chat. Things could get weird.
Okay. Are factions and stables forming?
Can we hear your backstage monologue if you are a pro wrestler being interviewed? I'd ask something like, Goldust had a great match last week, and tonight you wrestle in the main event. At this point, you grab the mic out of my hand and take it away.
All right, go ahead.
This one's not for me.
No? No, I can't. I'm working on something for the PAX panel that I can't.
Okay.
It would get too mixed up in that, so.
Jeff, you recently talked about hating San Francisco. Any chance Giant Bomb will relocate in the future? If so, where?
No.
Petaluma.
Petaluma. Like, that's, yeah. No, San Francisco is where the company is located. That's.
I love it when you have guests like Jeff Green on. Do you ever seek them out, or is it just, hey, I'm in town? Most of the time it's, hey,
it's like, hey, I'm in town.
Jeff Green's always in town.
Yeah, Jeff Green is from the area, so. Yeah, it was like, hey, I'm in town and I'm available and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm not really going out of my way. It's, you know, it's hard to. Like, podcast guests are especially hard because it's 3 hours, and you need to have someone who kind of knows what we're already doing. There we go.
Just took a refresh, by the way.
Ah, okay.
Enough.
really good song.
It's so good. Plenty of questions on here. There are actually a lot of questions. Why does the Giant Bomb GameSpot PAX East meetup gotta be 21 plus? You're killing me, Jeff. I'll answer this for you. So that you can drink.
Yeah. It's at a bar.
Yeah. How are the job requests going? Will we see any new people on Giant Bomb soon? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you put ranch on anything that shouldn't have ranch on it?
I don't put ranch on anything.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
What do you think of San Diego?
Have
you been to San Diego?
I have not been to San Diego in a very long time. I thought it was all right last time I went, but I've heard it's more shallow than L.A. That, like, the dating scene is, like, even crazier and shallower there.
Coot seems to blame all.
Yeah.
Koontz was a ranker.
Okay. Yeah. No, I went there for a Midway thing years and years ago. Me and Brad went down. And, like, I have a friend who's down there. He's still down there doing morning radio. And so I was trying to go to this Midway thing and then hang out with my friend. So I ended up going to this. So it was like, I was at this Midway thing. Had a few beers, talked to Ed Boon for a while, a couple other people, and was like, all right, I gotta get out of here. And went and hung out with my friend, and then we went and got like 40s, and you know, so I didn't have a typical San Diego experience, but weather seemed nice. I don't know. I've never been to Comic-Con or anything like that. I guess, no.
People are asking if I'm going to check out the Elder Scrolls Online. I'll tell you, it's just sitting there. It's like, you could spend this money and play this game. It's a little harder for me to spend a full price for a game these days.
Yeah, $60. Or and 80 if you want.
You know, I watch some of your guys' live streams when you were doing it. It looks okay.
Yeah.
I don't think okay is enough to pull me in. Like, I don't want to taint my Elder Scrolls experience, I think.
It just seems super boring. That was my big problem with it. It's just like if you're gonna make an Elder Scrolls game now, it has to be great. If you're gonna make an MMO now, it has to be great. Yeah. This isn't great on either end of that.
So. My San Diego stuff was I used to go down to San Diego from LA. I had some friends that lived there, and then I would go to Tijuana across the border.
Ah.
And it was always a bad idea.
Yeah, I bet.
just always...
Everything about Tijuana that I've heard sounds...
the worst like, idea ever.
Like, you're, everyone who goes is going for the wrong reasons, and it's just a
fucking you went to go happen. Get, like, super drunk,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can get super drunk.
You can.
On American soil.
You can. It was always just, like, a horrible, crazy party.
Yeah. No, I'll be down there. I'll be down in the Southern California area relatively soon.
Back in the SD?
No, not in San Diego. No, no. Just, like, you know, E3 stuff is getting ready to start happening, so I'll be down there for a bit. Next month. And maybe be down there sooner than that.
Have you seen this spooky image of you that's on the front?
Yeah.
It moves. Did you know that it moves?
I think maybe you're drunk.
No, no, no.
No, no, I don't. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Well done. Well done, Drew.
No, that's my current official press photo.
Yeah.
Is that... It'd
be pretty good. Did you see that Homestar Runner update?
I didn't see it, but I heard it happen.
Yeah. Everybody was excited about it, and like I saw it, and I was like, it's not what I want.
Damn.
You know, anything that I saw, it's weird. When I saw it, I was like, you know, fucking dudes who should hit up Kickstarter is goddamn.
Yeah. Homestar Runner. Yeah.
And I'm sure they might be tired of doing it or something.
Yeah. And I think they have other stuff going on too. Like I don't know. They,
yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But I'd throw some money towards that.
I'd consider that, depending on what it was, depending on what you got.
It was like, hey, you know, you get another year of Homestar Runner. Really? Yeah, I'll give you a strong bad email once a week for the next year. 52 strong bad emails?
I'd want it to be above and beyond what they were doing. Like, I would want it to be like, hey, we want it. Like, it's not like, hey, bring this back.
I would just give it for time served.
Yeah. Yeah. I was never, like, that into it. Like, I always liked it, but it was never... I never obsessed over any part of it. I never bought any of the merchandise.
Never bought any of the merchandise either.
A friend of mine had, like, a Homestar sticker in the window of his car and stuff. That always just seemed weird. Especially because it was, like, friends that, like, weren't, like, at that time, deep internet people. Mm-hmm. You know? It was, like, the surface-level internet people that got into that stuff. And I was like, oh, that's... I didn't realize that it had penetrated the way it did. That it was as popular as it actually was at the time. But, yeah, it was super popular.
Seeing Hanzo.
Yeah? I
haven't seen him in a while.
How's he doing?
He's good. He's Hanzo.
Yeah. Still Hanzo, though. It's like, alright.
Yeah. Still Hanzo.
Good.
Still just, like, amazingly... The thing that I always love about Hanzo is his... commanding of the English language is impressive.
Mm.
Like, the amount of reference that he throws is pretty deep. What I love, though, about Hans is every once in a while, he'll throw out, like, a set of words that will come from whiskey. It'll just be, like, just shit that we threw around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it'll just be, like, he uses it. It's like his only crack. You know?
Right.
I love it. He's one of my favorite people.
So he's in town for PyCon, or is this separate?
So PyCon's in Montreal this year. Oh. He always comes in for it. He's in San Francisco for vacation.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So he's just hanging out.
Oh, great.
And then they go to PyCon next week. It's fun. You have to imagine that it's kind of nice to come and do San Francisco as your vacation, but to always go back there, even though you worked there and lived there for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seems like it'd be cool to vacation somewhere where you know a bunch of people there.
It's true.
It's just like, I'm just going to go hang out with friends.
Yeah. Like, I've been to Prague now twice, and there's no reason for me to have gone that second time other than, like, oh, I know some people there.
Right.
Like, we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Because you always want somebody to show you around.
Yeah, it's why I like going to Boston so much.
Yeah.
Is because, like, I know a bunch of people there. It's like the harmonics guys, and Rich, and, you know, Casey and Hannah. And, you know, this is a good... Joe Fielder's out there.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Joe in a while.
I'm really bummed that I'm not going to PAX East. I feel like I probably should, but... That's okay. I'm sending Ian.
Yeah.
And he's all up on me like, hey, do we have business cards? I'm like, do you need a business card? And he's like... Well, you know, if people need to, I'm like, I'll make you a business card.
Yeah.
Nice thing about, like, webhook style, black and white.
Yeah.
It's fucking easy.
Yeah,
like, I can make something in about 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. What title? What's his title? What are you going to put on there?
Founder?
Yeah.
He's a founder. Rapscallion?
Yeah. Chief engineer?
Friday, though.
I thought tomorrow was your Friday.
Yeah. I don't know if it's happening.
Oh, man.
Oh, do we need to drop your car off?
In the morning. I was going to take it in. So, if you're...
I can take you in the morning. Wait, hold on, though. Then I would need to go with you.
Yeah. Because I would need to get home.
That's right. My drunkenness got in the way of this. Can we do it tomorrow afternoon?
No, because I'm going to work.
No, when you get back.
No, because I still have to drive this car on Friday.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, the whole thing is I need to be without a car for a day so it can get worked on, so I wouldn't have a car. Maybe we could do it Monday?
What work do you need done?
We'll change some other maintenance stuff.
I could go in tomorrow. I would prefer not to, but I can do it.
Well, let's just do it Monday then.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
I forgot about it.
Eh. I kind of want to know what all the Mixlr drama is about, but I kind of don't want to know what all the Mixlr drama is
about. Some, like, spam thing, it sounds like there might have been.
Hmm.
People were, like, claiming it was somebody or somebody else, or I don't know. Chat, people, tell us what it was. Give us the summary.
Yeah, stir up the drama by explaining it from your point
yes.
of view.
I think this is the best. It just says hearts are complicated.
All right.
Oh. People are saying, don't worry about it. Dave issues. Oh, shit. Here we go. That's it. Sound madness.
All right. Yeah, do not get into this lane while I'm here. Damn it, that stupid car.
It sounds... I'm seeing, like, a couple things on here.
Yeah.
This one seems like a somewhat a sum-up. It just says, there was a spam bot. Drew Mills is Mark Zuckerberg and fuck bikers.
Okay, all right.
I think that's it. We're done.
Okay.
That's all I need to know. He's such a different drive driving this car versus my truck.
Yep.
I feel we are so low.
Yeah. Now, I drove a Bronco that was raised up for a lot of years before I got my Mustang. And it was just crazy, the difference. Like, just, and now, like, every time I drive that Bronco now, like, I feel out of control. Like, I'm up so high, it just doesn't make any sense.
Wait, you still have the Bronco?
Yeah, it's my parents'
car.
Or it's, now it's a shop truck, I think, that they give out to as a loaner or something, but... you know what, maybe, I think someone actually blew up the engine on that truck while borrowing it, so maybe it's not around anymore, but...
I mean, I prefer, given the two cars that I've got...
Yeah.
I'd rather drive the Subaru, just because it moves. It's just more responsive.
Yep. And it's like that lower feeling of being connected to the road. Like
yeah.
The Bronco was like driving a garbage truck compared to something like yep. this, where it's just steering wheel's real loose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking through the chat and I'm just seeing one post in here with no context.
Yeah.
Just says, "Hey, remember Stephen Hayden from Contact, the dude who lived on a plane?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do remember him.
Yeah,
that guy was awesome."
Was it a plane that never landed, like one of those type things, or?
It was a deal where, like, I don't know, people thought he was like some multi-billionaire. He was just like Steve, Bill Gates or something, right?
Yeah.
So, he would always show up at a random time to give Jodie Foster money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, every time she saw him, he was doing something fucking nuts. And at this one point, it was just like, maybe the government was out to get him, nobody could understand, but he came in to save the diet. Day, and he was just on a plane being like, Skyping in, which was fucking madness back
yeah,
then, right?
Yeah.
Like, here, let me set up my monitor. and then it's like, oh, you're on a plane. It was kind of cool. But yes, they were saying the plane never lands.
Okay.
And it was John Hurt.
Yeah. I really like that conceptually, like the idea of a plane, like something that's so important. Like, this plane doesn't land. This plane's always in the air.
midair refueling. Like, we fucking onboard people to and from it.
I think his big thing was maybe that, like, he had cancer and he was trying to survive it by being in zero G, you know?
Naturally, so yeah.
Like,
that's the cure. Yep.
Yeah.
Government just doesn't want you to know that being in zero gravity is the cure for cancer.
Stars tonight, Jeff.
Yeah. It's too overcast.
Can't break my telescope out.
Yeah.
So I start playing, Hearthstone, I guess, is out of beta or whatever.
Yep, yeah, I think it's on iPad now, too.
Oh, really?
If it's not now, then I think it's real soon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That game is perfect for that. But they started, like, a tournament, you know, like, ranked.
Oh, yeah.
Beta thing for the month or whatever. So I was like, oh, you know, it's just starting up. I'll give it a shot. But what the deal is like everybody's at the lowest level.
Uh-huh.
So I started playing against these, like, fucking hardcore guys. I was like, holy shit, I have no idea what this game is. I was just like, wow.
Like, the things that people are breaking out on you, the cards are crazy.
It's not so much that the cards are crazy, it's just that the way that they combo them. Like, cards that I thought were super weak, I just wasn't thinking about them. And I just see it, and I'm like, Jesus, they'll take these, like, little tiny weak cards, and because the way they combo them, end up as just, like,
it's devastating.
Like, fucking hurricanes. And I'm sitting there like, oh, I guess I'll throw a totem. Well, yeah, it's good. It'll block them. Played a little bit more Diablo, starting with my Crusader character.
Yeah. Crusader seems like it'd probably be fun.
It is. I think it'd probably be more fun in a group. Mm. Like, I played in a group. It's definitely very much like a Warcraft paladin.
Right, yeah.
Like a sort of a tank character that can take on everything at once, and you don't have to worry about taking damage, and you can, you know, sort of attack all characters at one time, but it's kind of bad at bosses. Because it just doesn't do, like, single point damage real well.
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of the barbarian in a lot of ways, too. Like, some of the barbarian skills are very much like hit multiple targets. Yeah. Just with your basic attack.
I came from the last character that I played a decent amount or played through the game with was a wizard.
Mm.
And the wizard I just felt was like, I mean, I wrecked everything.
So I feel that way with my barbarian. Like, it's just fucking clean it up.
I think that's just the way Diablo's supposed to feel, though.
Yeah.
He was
like, I'm devastating everything.
Yeah.
I'm really survivable, and it's not a problem. I got this stuff lit up over here. proper nighttime.
I see the way this thing's going, and it's like every time I see it, I forget the way the highway goes. So I'm like, oh shit, people are driving on that.
Yeah.
Like, they're building that, and they're driving
letting
on
people
it.
Drive yeah. on it while they're building it, yeah.
People are saying turn up the difficulty, yeah.
I mean, I'm playing on master, like, it makes it harder, but it's still... Yeah, maybe I'll, you know, if I ever do get back to that game, maybe I'll play master in a group, because I haven't really... Or try some Torment or something, but...
Yeah. We were playing in, you know, that... that giant bomb guild.
Yeah.
It's real funny. Somebody just jumped in. You know, that was like much higher level. And all of a sudden, we just started fucking dying. Like, they weren't anywhere near us. They just happened to jump in the game. And it was like, holy shit. Like, what the fuck happened? We couldn't figure it out. And then we looked and we're like, oh, some level 60 guy joined in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I always get bored of Diablo. Here.
Yeah, God. It's dark. I missed this turn.
No worries. Luckily, nobody's here.
Yeah.
All right, chat. I'm heading out. Monday's cool?
Yeah, Monday's cool.
All right, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
And I'll come... You want me to pick you up there?
Yeah, I'll just drive the car over there and then just grab me.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, great.
At the shop.
Sounds great.
I'll,
we'll figure it out. Send me a text or something on Sunday. Or maybe I'll see you for WrestleMania.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay.
I got to figure out how I'm going to watch that in the living room. I don't have a...
All
right. Well, that's right, my PS3 would do
tell
it.
Tell me if you're having people over.
Yeah.
I may bring my baby.
What?
Yeah.
I got dirty floors, man.
I know, that's why it'd be funny.
Okay.
No, I probably wouldn't, but I might.
All right.
I'll see ya.
See ya.
Only on City 45. Find me on Twitter. At DJ Wonder. Facebook.com/DJ Wonder. DJWonder.com.
Tired, but it's that good tired. It's that good tired of like, I got some shit done and stuff's going good.
I gotta get a post up on the site talking about what we're doing at PAX next week. Because I'm in three panels, and, you know, Vinny's in two, and Patrick's in some. So we're kind of scattered around a little bit. Well, it's already 9 o'clock. I guess it's not my first choice. It's just the choice that I'm making right now. Taking a lot longer than I thought it would. Scoring people, I might say that everyone's a solid 7 out of 10. Just get it over with. It's very socialist of me.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay,
can I get a number 8, soft with no lettuce, and a Diet Pepsi to drink with that, and could I get one double-decker taco with no lettuce, and a chicken quesadilla with no sauce? And that's it. Yep. All right, thank you. Oh, what am I doing? straight up food mistakes. This ain't how it should be getting done. Seem to be advertising this breakfast stuff pretty hard. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. 10:36
okay.
At 11.
Okay.
64 is your change.
Okay. No, thanks. Thanks. You too. It's been a while since I've been to a Taco Bell. What? Somewhat confusing. Whatever. We'll be right back.
a phone call, send an email, and then I'll be done for the day. Well, I made it home. No one got hurt. On this end, I can't speak for y'all's end. This looks like there's just chaos happening here. Oh. The straw just got caught on the door on the way out, and then it flicked back up, and then flicked soda into my eye. So, that's a good way to start the evening. I'm ready to go. All right, well, don't kill each other, because then, you know, you won't be here tomorrow morning to hear the continuing saga of the continuing saga. See ya.